gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Dr. Adriana from Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat, and I will tell you, the Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is the number one way to go for my three rescues. They will lick it up in a matter of seconds. And you can find it at VitaCraft.us. You can find it in pet stores or at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. If you enter the word pets in the promo box, there's a special weekend, only this weekend, 20% off your order at GoodPetsFoods.com. Supplement treats for your dogs. If you're looking to be find out some information about being a vegan or a vegetarian or just looking at animal news, make sure you check out PETA.org. And also, by the way, look into the trip, Tropical Costa Rica, in October 6th for 9 days out there. And you can find it from Colette at 1-800-581-8942. And the booking number is 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Just the same, what are you doing, New Year's Eve?
Happy New Year's to everybody out there. Happy holidays. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
So what's your plans? Any plans for New Year's, Doctor?
Yeah, I'm going to go spend it with one of my best friends. So I'm really looking forward to it. She invited us over, and her parties are just awesome. So
local?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That's always good. Safe.
Yeah.
Kay?
We are going to Wesley Chapel at one of my friend's parents' house.
Oh, nice. Nice. You bringing Junior with you?
Sure am.
And, yeah, so I'm probably going to spend it with my friend Sal and Greg and all the gang. So probably get together some bar somewhere. So, but once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and maybe you're going to spend it at home. Maybe you're going to go to a movie on New Year's Day. But if you are going to the movies, by the way, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
Thank you.
stadium. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always looking to my seat, little time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, or during the holidays, and so on and so forth, thereafter, I may say, number one movie out there as of last week, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, made $100 million in 1 week. Pretty darn good, actually. It seems like that franchise is doing quite well. Does anybody know what Sonic is, though? He's a hedgehog, but he doesn't look like a hedgehog. I don't think he does. Do you ever see Hedgehog?
I've seen it before.
I have seen hedgehogs, yes, but I don't know the... I haven't seen the...
He doesn't really look like a hedgehog to me, but that's what he is, I guess.
Can't see him.
But number two, Mufasa, which I did get to see, The Lion King, made $76 million in its opening week. I actually loved it. I thought it was great. Some people are complaining they don't like the AI. That, you know, it's not an animated film. It's like real animals talking. But it was really good, I thought. Number three, of course, everybody is talking about it, especially for the Oscar season. And Wicked made $405 million in 5 weeks. Pretty Wicked, actually. And but this was the first Wicked. There's also a part two, which I didn't know. I never saw the play. Did you guys see the play?
No.
Wow, I'm not alone then. I thought I was the only one on this earth that never saw Wicked on Broadway. Number four, which has been the talk of the town, Moana 2, $376 million in 4 weeks. Another biggie there. And rounding out the top five is Homestead. Not sure what that is, but it made $9.7 million in 1 week. I did get to screen a film, and it actually is open in limited release right now, but it will be opening up wide in about a week or two, and it's called Better Man. And I will tell you, this movie blew me away. It deals with a pop star out of the UK, Robbie Williams, and instead of Robbie playing the part, they have a chimp basically portraying him. And I will tell you, the first couple of minutes of watching this movie, I thought, I don't know if I'm going to get into the chimp part of it. But the chimp kind of just blends in and goes away, and you get into the story. It's such a good story. But I will say, bring some tissues for the climax of the story, because it's very heartfelt. And the movie was just excellent. I really enjoyed it. And it's one of my favorite movies of this year for the Oscar season. And I voted already for awards, and I will say that Better Man was up there. So it's a great movie. If you can't see it yet, it will be coming out, so make sure you check it out. If you want to read my review, it's at talkinpets.com. TalkinPets.com, and click on movie reviews, and you can read all about it, on as well as Sonic 3 and Mufasa and A Complete Unknown, which is getting a lot of attention for Oscar buzz as well. So you can check all of those out at TalkinPets.com. And also, don't forget, coming up in October of next year, 2025, is the trip to Costa Rica. It's a great trip to go with your family or friends, your loved ones, and you can read all about it at TalkinPets.com and click on Costa Rica, or you can call Colette at 800-581-8942, and it's booking number 1299-885, and you can find out about everything. But everything is covered, and that's the amazing part. Literally, your flights are covered in the price, your trip, your travel there while you're there is all covered. You're at four or five different hotels. You're staying on a bungalow on the beach for the last 2 days. You get water tours as well as zip lining and crossing the rope bridges and stuff like that. There's a lot that goes on, and a lot of animals and a lot to see. So make sure that you join us on that trip to Costa Rica. So, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. I want to give a shout-out to Leah from Doris Day Animal Foundation. Thank you for the Christmas card. And Doris Day Animal Foundation, if you Google them, if you can help out the organization, please do. It's a great organization helping animals. Even though Doris Day has passed away, she was a friend and she has a great organization out there that works towards animals. So make sure that you check it out. But once again, thanks for joining us here on Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you. So Dr. Adriana is in the house. So if you've got that medical question or that behavior question, your dog's losing hair, your dog ate something it shouldn't, your cat's climbing curtains, maybe it's not using the litter box, the doctor's in the house. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen on TalkinPets.com. Click on the button to listen live. Or just tell Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and you'll get Talkin' Pets on there as well. And this is Talkin' Pets.
I can tell that it's gonna be a long road. I'll be there if you're the toast of the town, babe. If you strike out and you're crawling home, don't breathe.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Delta Airlines passenger expressed frustration after being asked to relinquish their first-class seat to a dog, sparking a heated discussion on social media. I got upgraded to first this morning, only to 15 minutes later get downgraded to a worse seat than I previously had, the passenger, using the handle @Ben_Bob, wrote on Reddit. I asked the desk agent what was going on, and she said something changed. The passenger boarded the flight only to find a dog occupying the first-class seat they had been assigned, according to New York Post. After reaching out to Delta support, the passenger was informed that human passengers might be relocated to accommodate service animals and that there was nothing they can do in such situations. One user on Reddit commented, "I saw so many service dog vests flying yesterday, like every other person had a service dog. It's so out of control." Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly away, me. Let's take off in the blue. I get you.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Would you fly on a, like, would you be upset if you were on a plane and you all of a sudden get on the plane and you're sitting next to a dog?
Absolutely not.
What about if it was like a 200-pound dog?
Absolutely not. I would love to have that kind of a next, you know, seat passenger.
Okay.
I mean, I never really see a lot of animals on the plane, so I don't really know how I feel.
I think for me, it wouldn't bother me, but I would want to make sure that the dog was behaved. Like, you don't want the dog, I don't want to be thrown up on, and I definitely don't want diarrhea, because I've gone through that with dogs in crates, like on the plane. And it always is. It happened to me twice, and the two times that it happened on a small plane.
Mm.
So it wasn't like a big, big plane. It was like a 30-seater, and diarrhea and vomit came out of this one cat that, on a small plane, and you're smelling it.
And all the way through.
It's horrible.
Yes.
There were people, like, huffing up. They're like...
Gagging.
I mean, it was I felt bad. I looked at the cat too, and I felt so bad for the cat. So, I mean, as long as the dog is, you know, is
well behaved. Typically they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they allow them to be there, and typically they are well behaved.
So, but I wonder actually if they have to, I guess you would have to have a seatbelt for them.
You have to, yeah, you have to obviously pay for the whole seat for the, you know, like a person. You know?
But I guess maybe you get like a halter or to attach it to the seatbelt of the plane or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I can't imagine the steward or the, flight attendant going by, and I was going to date myself. I was going to say stewardess. That's like, what, 60s, 70s? But the flight attendant walking by and saying that dog needs to be in a, you know, because something happens on a plane, that dog's going up on ceiling and everywhere else. But I don't think it would. I don't think it would bother me. As long as it's behaved well. I mean, Lord knows, I always fall asleep on a plane, and I woke up on the person next to me who I didn't even know, and my head was on their shoulder. I'll never forget the one day I woke up and this guy sitting there, and my head's on his shoulder. And I was like, "I'm so sorry," and he was like, and I said to him, "I said, why don't you just push me off?" He's like, "Eh, didn't bother me." I was like, okay. Apparently it didn't bother me. I slept the whole time. But, yeah, as long as the animals behave, they're all cool. But I had heard, and in a doctor's opinion, too, that, like, when you're traveling with the pet and they go down in cargo, not to give them any more. Because a lot of times people would give them sedatives.
Sedatives, yeah.
But they say not to do that now so the animal can be more in tune with, you know, what's going on, you know, in travel with the plane.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately you have no control what's happening in there with the climate, and you know, some of these sedatives can lower the, you know, the blood pressure, the temperature, the body temperature, heart rate. So, so it's best not to, you know, you don't really have to do that kind of thing, not to sedate him like that. And they can eat, drink, I mean, at least drink some water if they need to, or move around.
They also say don't lock the crate. And mainly for the fact that if a flight attendant or aviation crew or somebody needs to get in there, something's going wrong with the animal, they can open up the crate. I had heard that, but then I wonder if you don't lock the crate and it were to open...
What happens?
Yeah. Right, then you got an animal loose down in cargo or on the runway, which we've all heard of stories with that as well, that has happened. So I would definitely make sure that you check with the airline if you're going to travel with them. But personally speaking, I like to leave them at home with a pet sitter. I love pet sitters.
Me too.
Either that or a friend. You know, if a friend is going to come in and take care of them, they're in their own environment. You don't stress them out. They miss mommy or daddy, but that's the one part about when you come home, they're all excited. So,
yeah.
And so are you. I have separation anxiety when I leave my cats. So it's tough. Kayla's actually thinking of getting another pet. Her dog, Maya, died from cancer. And so now she's thinking of a dog, but she's got a little tinge going of thinking of a cat. So where are you leaning now, Kay?
I still want a dog. I want a golden retriever.
They're beautiful dogs.
Yeah.
But again, dogs are big.
Just like, consider your lifestyle, what you can, you know, your space, the time that you can invest in your dog. Super important. Sometimes.
And she's busy. She's always going. She's always, you know, got kids. She's a social worker and all. And, so she's constantly on the run. That's why I said, cats are great. And you just saw a shadow on my lap. Mm-hmm. Just, she's like a dog. Like a protect. She's like a protection dog. I mean, she's protected me. She's attacked people if, like, you know, if they, like a friend of mine just as a joke was choking me, and she went crazy on him. But, you know, but she follows me around the house. She sits on the couch, watches TV with me. She fights with Summer, her sister, because it's all a jealousy thing. If I give one attention and the other one sees it, that's like doom. They have their own personalities. Every animal does.
They do.
So, but, you know, I can't imagine not having an animal in your life.
I can't either.
It's a great experience, and it's a great joy. And they, even though sometimes they make you angry, but they also relieve a lot of tension. So, when you get to spend time with them.
They don't judge you.
So, and if you're alone at home, they're great company. So, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And we want to talk with you. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
I'm going to give you a trivia question right now before we go out to the break. And if you can answer this, we'll give you a prize. So, this one's coming from Dr. Adriana. She wants to know, which city drops a giant chocolate kiss at midnight on New Year's Eve? Which city drops a giant chocolate kiss at midnight on New Year's Eve? 818-818-6401.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Kicking, punching, hair pulling. I'm not talking about mayhem in the toy department on Black Friday, but rather what often goes on when sheep are shorn for their wool and geese are plucked for down. These gentle animals are well aware that wool sweaters and down pillows aren't so nice after all. Please, choose vegan gifts this holiday season. Visit PETA.org to download a free vegan shopping guide.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Bert the Beloved Crocodile, known for starring in the Australian film Crocodile Dundee, passed away last weekend. He was estimated to be over 90 years old. The Australian Crocodile Park, where he resided in his later years, announced his death in a post on Instagram. Bert was truly one of a kind. He wasn't just a crocodile. He was a force of nature and reminder of the power and majesty of these incredible creatures. Bert rose to fame after appearing in Peter Fairman's 1986 film Crocodile Dundee, alongside Paul Hogan, who played the fearless Australian crocodile hunter Michael J. Crocodile Dundee. The Croc's most memorable movie moment was when he attacked an American reporter played by Linda Kozlowski near a river bank. The comedy was a major hit at the box office, leading to two sequels. Its saltwater star, Bert, was captured in the 1980s in the Reynolds River before making his silver screen debut, according to Crocosaurus Cove, where he resided, who credits the famous croc with helping to shape Australia's image as a land of rugged nature, beauty, and awe-inspiring wildlife. Bert's life story is one of the strength and resilience and personality as bold as the top end itself. Which his personality could be challenging, it was also what made him so memorable and beloved by those who worked with him and the thousands who visited him over the years. Bert made his way to Crocosaurus Cove in 2008, quickly becoming an ambassador for crocodile education, according to the park. Visitors from around the globe were impressed by his size and commanding presence, most notably at feeding time. In honor of Bert's legacy, Crocosaurus Cove plans to install a commemorative sign at his attraction, celebrating the extraordinary life and stories and interactions he shared throughout his time at the park. As we mourn his loss, we are reminded of the vital role wildlife plays in our shared history and importance of preserving it for future generations. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Exotic cats, including a Bengal tiger, four cougars, a lynx, and four bobcats, have died after contracting bird flu at an animal sanctuary in Shelton, Washington. The feline deaths come as bird flu, a highly pathogenic avian influenza, has spread rapidly through poultry flocks and dairy herds in the U.S., infected and killed domestic cats, and caused a severe illness in a person in Louisiana. The cats died between late November and mid-December at the Weld Felid Advocacy Center, according to the center's director, Mark Matthews. Three other cats recovered from the virus and one remained in critical condition. Last week, the center announced on Facebook that bird flu had affected more than half of its wild cats. The center explained that bird flu can also be contracted by carnivorous mammals that ingest infected birds and other products. Cats are particularly vulnerable to this virus, which can cause subtle initial symptoms but progressively rapidly, often result in death within 24 hours due to pneumonia-like conditions, the statement said. Adding the center was under quarantine and will remain closed to the public until further notice. Only 17 cats remain in the sanctuary as it moves to determine the virus's origin, which includes removing 8,000 pounds of food that had been stored in a freezer and disinfecting each habitat. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife said in a statement that it had confirmed avian influenza infections in numerous wild birds this fall and had recently confirmed that two cougars in another area had the H5N1 virus. The deaths come as an Oregon house cat died after eating pet food that tested positive for bird flu, Oregon authorities said on Wednesday, prompting a recall of raw frozen pet food that was sold nationwide. Northwest Naturals, a pet food company based in Portland, Oregon, said it had voluntarily recalled one batch of its 2-pound feline turkey recipe raw frozen pet food after it tested positive for the virus. The product was sold through distributors in Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin, as well as Canada, British Columbia. We are confident that this cat contracted H5N1 by eating the Northwest Natural raw and frozen pet food, Dr. Ryan Schultz of the Oregon Department of Agriculture State Veterinarian said in a Tuesday news release. This cat was strictly an indoor cat. It was not exposed to the virus in its environment, and results from the genome sequence confirmed that the virus recovered from the raw pet food and infected the cat were exact matches to each other. No human cases of bird flu have been linked to this incident, but those who were in contact with the cat are being monitored for flu symptoms, Oregon authorities said. A week earlier, health officials in Los Angeles said they were investigating the household cats presumed to have bird flu, as officials confirmed the disease in two other cats that had drunk, recalled, raw milk and died. At that Texas dairy earlier this year, 12 barn cats died after drinking infected raw milk. In California, bird flu has infected most of the state's dairy cattle herds this year, with cows in 645 dairies testing positive for H5N1. There have been at least 61 human cases reported in the United States so far, with most of the individuals experiencing mild symptoms. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Dr. Adriana.
It's amazing how many songs are out there on bird flu. Most of them are not radio friendly, but this one was. But, you know, that kind of scares me, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the whole bird flu thing and also about raw diets for pets. But we're going to go out to our buddy Darla, and Darla's out in Pennsylvania. Hey, Darla, how you doing? Hi, Darla. Okay. Maybe we lost Darla.
I'm here.
Hi, Darla. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing good. Happy New Year. How was your was your Christmas?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good.
Did you eat a lot? Did you get enough to eat?
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Well, hopefully Santa was good to you at least, and things went well.
For being in a nursing home is not bad.
Oh, that's cool. So what do you think? We had a question out there. So apparently there's some part of the country that, an area in this country, that they drop a giant chocolate kiss at midnight on New Year's Eve. Do you know where that's at?
Hershey, PA.
Could that be because you live in PA?
Yes, it is. And I've been there to visit. I've been there to visit on vacation years ago.
I have not been to Hershey, Pennsylvania since I was a kid.
That smell makes you so hungry, you know?
Oh, I know. Chocolate. Who does not
everywhere.
Like chocolate? Ugh.
Even the streetlights look like chocolate kisses.
Now you're making me want to go there.
You need to go there, John.
I do. Definitely need to go there. Have you been
there?
No, I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah. I mean, Hershey chocolate. It's like chocolate everywhere you go. Kayla, you've been there, right?
I have.
Hershey Park. Did you have a good time there?
I did, yeah.
They have a bunch of rides and everything, too, right?
Mm-hmm. And the Chocolate World ride.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
On how they make chocolate or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. It's kind of like
it's a simulated ride, like through the chocolate factory. I mean, simulated. But you're right. A little thing in the fifth, that's the chocolate bean. Oh, it's wonderful.
You're making me hungry. And, you know, that's a problem for me. If you sit chocolate in front of me and it's like a box, it'll be gone. You just can't stop on one piece. I don't know how people do it. I should actually weigh 400 pounds instead of weighing 200 pounds. But so you got the answer correct. So there's the big applause and all that goes out to you, Darla.
Hey.
Do you want to go with something that we mentioned, or did you want me to send you?
Can I pay it forward?
Yeah, you could pay it forward. I know Liba does that, one of our other callers, and she's in Greenwich. You're in Pennsylvania. But yeah, we'll pay it forward. So on behalf of Darla, if somebody wants to call and don't even have to come on the air, you can do the cat treats from Vitacraft, the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. We have books on dogs or cats or Chicken Soup for the Soul. We got a new book just came out from Chicken Soup for the Soul on being positive. We have the collapsible water bowls from Talking Pets. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile CD. And we do have calendars, one on dogs and one on cats. So Darla is paying it forward, so you can choose one of those. Just call and speak with Sydney, and you don't even have to come on air. Automatically, it's your gift from Darla. And Merry Christmas. And thank you, Darla.
Listen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Darla. Look forward to hearing from you in 2025.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. So if you ever go on to Facebook Live during the show, Darla is like the monitor on there. She will fill you in on everything. So give Darla a shout out and say hi, Darla.
Thank you.
All right, Darla. Thank you.
I'll give your phone number and everything.
There you go. She's got it down. Well, that's Darla out there. And by the way, I want to ask you, Dr. A, everybody has different opinions on raw diets.
Right.
What do you think of them for pets?
Well, not my favorite choice. I do respect and understand also why somebody would want to, feed their animal a raw food diet. However, now we're seeing one of the reasons why would not be a good idea. You know, they had all this recall because of avian flu. Other concerns would be E. coli, Salmonella bacteria, which, you know, even though some of these are specially packed and shipped, not necessarily means that they're going to be entirely safe, and nobody can guarantee that they're not going to be contaminated with any kind of virus or bacteria.
Well, the story that you read on the bird flu is alarming.
Absolutely.
And so basically, it's interesting because of the fact that not only did it start with chickens and all, and birds actually,
wild.
And then chickens,
yes.
And then they had to destroy millions of chickens.
Yes.
But then it jumped into the cows.
Correct.
And California is having a major problem with it out there in cattle.
Yes.
And then, of course, as you read, it's very susceptible in cats, wild cats and domestic cats.
Yes.
And then now they've got it jumping into people. One guy, I believe, recently died. Not a lot of cases, they're saying, but do they tell us everything? You know how that goes.
Definitely, the transmission is there from like the cats, like the birds to the cats. They have yet to determine whether the opposite is possible, like if you can contract it with from your cat. However, there's a possibility just because the flu viruses are very typically mutate very easily. So
we're going to take a little break. When we come back, more of Talking Pets.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, Give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at C60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or
720-6040. He was home for Christmas. A new video from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, shares the story of Copper, a dog who will celebrate his first Christmas safe, warm, and indoors with a loving family after being rescued from neglect, chained up outside, and found emaciated, soaked, and plagued with parasites. As the video reveals, for the first time in his life, 8-year-old Copper's Christmas season has included a sweater weather stroll through the botanical garden light show, a dog-friendly holiday parade, plenty of healthy treats under the tree, and best of all, a family that loves, respects, and protects him. Copper's recovery and his happy new life are all thanks to one life-changing phone call from an anonymous Good Samaritan, who will forever be known as Copper's Secret Santa. The anonymous tipster alerted the Twin County Humane Society in Gallux, Virginia, to Copper, who was shivering out in the cold in an urgent need of help. The Humane Society called PETA, whose field workers rushed to the scene and discovered that Copper was kept tethered, unattended outside, likely for months. They called law enforcement, and after Copper's owner understood that she would face a criminal cruelty to animals charge, the neglected pup was signed over to PETA. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals immediately secured veterinary care and a qualified foster home for Copper before he was quickly adopted by PETA staffers Catherine Sullivan and Daniel Padden ahead of their first holiday as newlyweds. The weather outside might be frightful, but inside it's so delightful for Copper at last, all thanks to one caring person who spoke up when they saw an animal in need, says PETA Senior Vice President Daphna Nakminovich. PETA urges everyone to never be silent and make the lifestyle life-changing call, as this kind person did, to help ensure that dogs like Copper are given the comfort and joy that they deserve. PETA, whose motto reads in part that animals are not ours to abuse in any way, points out that every animal is someone and offers free empathy kits for people who need a lesson in kindness. For more information, please visit PETA.org or follow PETA on X, Facebook, or Instagram. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Summer soundtrack, you learn the words and sang along, rolled down the windows and played me on repeat. Then the red leaves hit the ground and you put a different record on. You stopped calling and forgot our melody. Now I'm a chapter closed, just your good. Just a jukebox tune drowned out in a crowded room to you, but
listening to Talkin' Pets. So, Dr. A, there's a typical story of a dog left out in the cold. And why have a dog if you're going to leave it outside tethered like that, freezing?
Exactly.
I mean, and I agree with PETA. They had every right. And then the best part about that, we even say it here on the show, if you see something, say something. And if you see an animal being abused, to report it. Because eventually, whoever is abusing that animal may move on to humans. So Absolutely. You could be saving a dog's life.
And a human's.
And a human's life as well. Correct. So, but they're not made. Animals, just because they have a fur coat, they're still not made to withstand cold temperatures like that.
Oh, and sadly, there's still a lot of animals that are just kept outside, tattered, and not enough food, not enough water in the cold. You know, you see those images over and over. And I don't know if, like, maybe the law has to be tougher on people that abuse animals, quite honestly.
They've gotten tougher over the years, because I remember nothing would be done. Now, at least, there's a fine, and there's jail time. So, more than what it used to be, but you're right. Because people that abuse animals, like we said, end up abusing people, or even in their nature, maybe not physically, but maybe mentally, and so on and so forth. That's the type of personality that they are. But I wanted to jump back real quick and about the bird flu. It is alarming, and I think more people need to take it serious.
Yeah.
Because in the long run, it could become our next pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, we have COVID, and it's not gone away, and I know that for a fact, because Kayla stepped up and came in to produce the show today, because Michael, the producer that was supposed to be here today, he and his family and friends of his all have COVID now. And so it's still out there. But the thing is that, to my understanding, with this bird flu, there is no
vaccine,
right? Or like, no antidote, no nothing. So, and it's jumped from different species already. So, and now it's also jumped into humans. So, something to keep your eye out for. And again, raw diets, some people like feeding them, but this story in itself points out that a cat got the bird flu from a raw diet.
Yeah, it was an indoor cat,
right? Never outside. So, I don't know. Probably not going to do well for the raw diet foods that are out there, but you know, it's all a matter of opinion. Some people may still feed their pets the raw diet, but as meat is becoming tainted, and not just chicken, but now beef and pork and everything else, we have issues out there with it. So, hey, before we end this hour, I wanted to give a shout out. I'm trying to do it each hour because I don't know when they're listening or if they're listening, but for the private gift that I got from someone in Lansing, Michigan, I thank you very much. That touched my heart, especially at a time of Christmas. I'll leave it at that, but it meant a lot. So whoever sent it to me didn't sign anything or anything like that, but it was a nice gift, and I thank you for that. I thoroughly appreciate it. And by the way, don't forget, call now, because Darla gifted her prize to someone, and you can call and claim it. At 818-818-6401. Spay and neuter your pets. Have a great new year. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.